The 4-H Articulate Journalists Club covered the 6th annual St. Patrick's Day parade yesterday, lining up out by Domino's Pizza and walking to Cup of the Day. Audrey Matthews, Carter Turon, and Lily Dankoff took photos. Eiley Greaser and Jade Hu took notes, while Dankoff ensured all information and names collected were correct. This article was written by sisters Leighton and Olivia Nyboer. The flag of Ireland blew in the wind during the St. Patrick's Day parade, led by Cup of the Day owner Anthony Stackpool and his family. "This parade is important because of my Irish heritage, which traces back to 1680, Stackpool said. His grandfather moved to America in the 1950s. "This parade celebrates St. Patrick, who was born in Britain," explained Stackpool. "He brought Christianity to Ireland." St. Patrick lived a life of poverty, spreading the word of God throughout the Emerald Isle. He died on March 17, 461. To commemorate the life and mission of St. Patrick, many Christians around the world celebrate on St. Patrick's Day. Stackpool's family walks the parade every year, despite cold temperatures and snowfall. They will do it all over again next year, hoping to gather more and more people to celebrate the life of St. Patrick.